USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House advisor Jared Kushner has downplayed Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He's mentioned in the Mueller report review of potential conspiracy, which is commonly called collusion. The president's son-in-law, Kushner, tells a Time magazine forum special counsel's probe has done more harm than the Russians.
You know what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it, and it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy than a couple of Facebook ads.
The Mueller report says there were over 80,000 Facebook posts from fake accounts by Russians related to the 2016 election. On Wall Street, the S&P index hit a new record high, gaining 26 points. The Dow was up 145 points, the Nasdaq up 106. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments on whether a citizenship question should be included on the next census coming in 2020. The census would affect how many seats each state holds in the House of Representatives and their share of federal dollars over the next 10 years. New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Clearly, by putting a citizenship question on the census forms, all experts indicate and suggest that, in fact, it would undermine that count.
Three lower courts blocked the Trump administration's effort to add the question, saying millions would choose not to participate. Arkansas's lethal injection procedure is being challenged in court. Several death row inmates in Arkansas sued the state over the use of a sedative in executions that critics say leaves the inmates semi-conscious and subject to pain. A lawyer for the inmates has argued that the state's lethal injection process has caused the inmates to feel as though they are on fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review a case that would redefine the word sex in federal law to mean gender identity. John Clemens has more.
This case stems from a Michigan funeral home discharging an employee who refused to comply with a sex-specific dress code when a biologically male employee wanted to wear a female uniform. John Bursch, former Solicitor General of Michigan, explains the case.
What this case is about is what the federal government meant in 1964 when it enacted a bill that prohibits sex discrimination and whether sex can be replaced with gender identity by the judicial branch rather than by Congress.
I'm John Clemens.
The United States is ending exemptions for countries that import Iranian oil. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement on Monday morning, saying the end of the waivers will mean countries that previously had permission to import Iranian oil will face sanctions if they continue to do so.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
The eight countries granted exemptions in the past were China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.